Just going to hear the stories from the various folks who are being baptized. None of them are professional speakers, so I imagine they'll be a wee bit nervous. But I know you are all going to really encourage them. So Fiona, if you want to come up.
Hi, I'm Fiona. I've been here at Stirling Baptist Church for about 5 years, and I want to tell you a bit about how I became a Christian, what being a Christian means to me, and how my faith has brought me here to be baptized today. I was brought up in a Christian home. I went to church as a child. I was taught about Christianity, and I learned what a Christian life looked like through the example of my family. I understood and believed the Christian faith from a really young age. One day, when I was 15, I was walking home from school, and I decided that I wanted to be free from all the negative influences that had a hold on me. I'd been trying to find my self-worth and value from other people. I knew that the only way to do that was to trust that Jesus' death on the cross, which I'd learned about as a child, could save me from these things. Say sorry for living my life without God at the center, and ask God to help me change. So that's what I did. When I got home, I knelt down on my bedroom floor and I prayed. Not long after this, when I was 16, I left school and left home to go and work in a Christian outdoor center, where I met lots of Christians from different backgrounds and different experiences. I was able to ask lots of the big questions I had about life and God and Christianity, and I learned how to make my own decisions about how I wanted to live my life. I then went off to university in Aberdeen, where I studied politics and international relations. Throughout my years as a student, I had ups and downs in my faith. It wasn't easy to live as a Christian within the student culture. There were times when I thought my doubts about God and my faith might overwhelm me, when God seemed far away and when life's struggles seemed to be too much. But there were also times I felt great certainty and contentedness, when I was sure of God's love for me and his purpose in my life. I had great Christian friends at university and a great church where I found belonging and support. A particular moment that stands out for me was during the holidays after my first year at university. I was travelling to work at the local hospital on the bus when I passed a primary school and saw all the children leaving the school on their way home. As I watched them, God spoke to me and told me that his plan was for me to become a teacher. I was surprised because I had thought of being a teacher before and had done work experience in a school, but I hadn't liked it and decided not to be a teacher. But I decided to trust God's plan. Through both the ups and downs, I experienced God's faithfulness. He's never left me, always protected me, always guided me, and always loved me. So after university, I went on to train as a teacher in Edinburgh, which is what I do now. I moved to Stirling for my job and started coming to Stirling Baptist Church. Being baptized started to cross my mind more and more, and I thought about it a lot, but I always had an excuse or a reason to put it off. Over time, God showed me that I was actually just scared of getting baptized and that I was letting the fear control me and stop me doing what I knew God wanted me to do. I asked God to take away my fear, and slowly but surely, he did. Throughout all these years I have been a Christian, God has taught me to trust him for everything I need and in all situations, even when it's really hard to do that. I have learned that God is everything that I need. I still often try to rely on myself or on others to give me security, but no one can love me, protect me, or guide me the way that God does every day. The truth of who God is and what he's done for me won't ever change. I want to share with you a Bible verse that has been both a challenge and a comfort to me. It's from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." I don't know what the future will bring, tomorrow, next week, or next year, but I do know that God is in control and that he has a plan and a purpose for me, I'm sure that there will be challenges to face and difficult times to come, but I choose to live with faith in Jesus, to try and follow his example, and to trust God for my future. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Heather. I'm fairly new to Stirling Baptist. I've only been coming here for a couple of months, although I have been a Christian for a number of years. So I'll just share my testimony. I found this a very emotional thing to do because I had to go through my life and try and reason why things happened to make me the person that I am today. So going back to my childhood, my parents broke up when I was only 5. My dad had problems with addiction, and we as a family suffered through this. My mum remarried, which provided me with a new dad and a stable home, but I was very shy as a child and low on self-esteem. As a young teenager, I argued with my mum and my granddad, who had good faith, and I asked them to prove that God was real. I remember one night at home when I was arguing with my mum, and it was just the two of us there, and Jesus actually came into the room. Although I couldn't see him with my eyes, I knew that he was there. The presence of God is something that you can't deny or mistake. You just know. You just, without a doubt, you just know. And my mum knew it too. It was so real that night I was down on my knees giving my life to Jesus, and my mum led me in that and prayed for me. I was about 13 or 14 at the time. But that wasn't, for me, the start of a Christian journey, unfortunately. I didn't really tell anybody what had happened that night. And although I was going to a local church, I wasn't passionate about my faith, which soon fizzled away. By the age of 16, I became rebellious and was doing everything, basically, that you wouldn't want your teenager to be doing. I got confidence in all the wrong ways. I usually did a great job of hiding my social life from my parents, but anyway, I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care about myself or what I was doing. I basically just did what I wanted to do. And that left me wide open then for the name-calling and the bullying that followed, the gossip and slander that followed me wherever I went, and especially at school. My schoolwork suffered, and I did fail a couple of subjects when I was actually a really smart girl. I did well enough to earn a place at Glasgow Uni, but I quit that early on in my first year. And during all this time, I remembered that experience that I'd had when I was younger, and I knew that God was real. And then I met David, my husband. We fell in love really quickly, and we lived together for a few years before we got married in 1999. Although by my 20s I'd stopped my rebellious teenage behaviours, I wasn't interested in God or his ways, so I would have thought it was okay to drink too much wine at the weekend or bicker with my husband over silly things. It would have been okay for me to be involved in gossip or whatever. And then one day, I think it was about 10 years ago, David was asking me questions about heaven and what that was like. And I didn't really know the answer to these questions, and that bothered me. So I went and bought a book called Heaven is So Real by Chu Thomas, which I started to read. I know that people can argue about the credibility of the experience that people say they've had when they write about heaven and things. But all I know is that when she was talking about Jesus and quoting some of the scriptures, I was completely blown away. I couldn't put the book down, and God really reached into my heart. I was so upset and again brought to my knees, and I had to say sorry for the things I'd done wrong and for my lack of obedience. I started to go to the local church again, and I felt so alive. I helped with youth church, I led a Bible class, and I really started to get right with God. And then I found myself at North Parish in Brayhead, where I felt my faith could be nurtured and grow, and where I could enjoy Christian fellowship with new friends. Since my repentance, I've been really a work in progress. I'm not perfect now, but when I look at the way I was before, I'm so glad that the Lord came to collect me. I'm so blessed. David and I have got 4 children who I'm very proud of: David and Fraser, Ariane and Harvey. I'm so glad that I know God. He gives me the tremendous patience that I need with my children, and to help David to run the business. My marriage isn't better now than it's ever been. I've started Christian studies through Spurgeon's College, and I know that I'm happy, secure, and loved, and I don't feel guilty about mistakes that I've made in the past. Looking back, I can see that God had me secured to him by a rope which at times was long and far away, but he's gradually been pulling me closer, and at times I felt as if the rope was just tugged really tightly towards him. So for months now, I've felt the Lord speak to me about being baptized. Bible verses that I had read before just started jumping off the page, and the subject kept coming up in different ways and different places. So I know that this is the right thing to do, and so I'm here to make a public declaration of my faith and to be baptized. And all I would say at the end of that would be that she who has been forgiven much loves much. Okay, so over to me. I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Jude Deakins. Many of you may know me as Bill Gilvear and Margaret Gilvear's daughter, and also or Katrina Payton's younger sister. So there's no pressure on me tonight to be good at public speaking. but I can tell you that I've not picked up that gene. Anyway, I've been at SBC for over 6 years now, and I'm delighted to be here to give you a little insight into me and my testimony and allow you to share in the journey to this point today. So I was brought up in a Christian home. God was central to all aspects of family life. All things were brought to God in prayer, and I mean all things, from the littlest to the biggest, to the funniest, to the most difficult, hardest points. We prayed as a family. I was encouraged to read my Bible, pray, and attend Sunday school. And it's only now that I can actually, in adulthood, that I can look back with real gratefulness, and I give thanks to God for my parents, for all they did, because the example they set and the love they showed, it was through their faithfulness to God, and that I actually got to witness from so early on God answering prayer time and time again. And God was somebody who was very present in our home and in our lives. But it wasn't until I was age 10 where I asked God into my life personally. And I remember the night well. It was a big night for my dad. He was going to give his testimony at Celtic Park at the Billy Graham Crusade. So it was quite a while ago. And it was at this point I was going along really just to show support, because it was a big occasion for Dad, and, you know, I had heard his testimony many times before, so it was really just a chance to nosy around Celtic Park and wave from up high. However, unknown to me that I was going to hear Dad's testimony for the first time very differently, and I did hear it differently, and it was when I was on the way home that I said to my mum that something I really need to respond to God. God was speaking to me, and that night mum and I prayed and I asked God into my life. And I recognised at that point that I could have a personal relationship with God, and that God could be in my life, and it wasn't just good enough to kind of rely on the faith of my parents. I was going to say, I'll also add at this point, I'm kind of quite delighted in many ways because I'm a huge sport fan, so the fact that God had victory over my life in a sports stadium was pretty cool. However, it is the wrong stadium, but anyway. So at that young age, God had a real impact on my life. I can remember with real excitement going into school, telling friends, and even telling the school janitor, because in the 80s, janitors were quite cool. But I remember being really confident about sharing it with others, and because God had arrived in my life and made a big difference. But alongside that, at that point in my life, I was starting to have real feelings, a kind of rise of feelings of anxiety, feelings of being a bit different and a little bit inadequate at points. And this is something I've battled with all through my teens and to an extent really now into adult life. This battle I know is usually and mainly down to my own reasoning and setting of very unrealistic expectations. And for all you know, that unrealistic expectations means a lot of disappointment because you can never reach what is an unrealistic expectation. So that sense of not being good enough is something I've carried for a long time, and it's kind of bothered me or stopped me and prevented me from doing things. I've not felt good enough for, you know, in the simple things in life, about not being a good enough basketball player or piano player. but to some more major things around about relationships, about not being a good enough daughter, wife or mother, but I've always been a top sister. but through my struggles, and it was great to hear the word this morning from the minister that, you know, God is with you throughout your struggles, and he was with me throughout my struggles, and I'm grateful for him, and as was my church at the time, Denny Baptist, and my entire family. And it was through them that, despite my struggles, I had a real sense of fit and true acceptance that only God can give. My walk with God has been filled with real highs, tonight being one, but it's also been difficult
due to my many poor decisions and actions, trying to go solo on far too many occasions, and believing my own reasonings and my own truths that I make up. However, God never let me go, and even in the real distant moments, God was faithful. He's revealed his love for me time and time again, and promises and to me in many ways. Even just recently, thanks to the baptismal classes, I came across this quote. God did not save you to be a sensation. He saved you to be a servant. And if my dad was here, I know he'd be shouting hallelujah. Because I can say that I'm certainly not a sensation, but tonight I'm demonstrating my obedience to serve God. God is good. He knew the journey I would be on. And at a very young age, and precisely at my second Bible Club camp with Mary Barclay, he gave me a verse which I've never forgotten, which was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understandings, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. I thought I had this verse sorted, fully grasped, understood. I even know a song, which I can still sing, but I won't. However, it's only recently that I've been able to read that verse with a new understanding. God revealed that verse to me in its truest sense. God knew my battle would be in my mind. My reliance on my own understanding has really overwhelmed me at points, leaving me to feel not good enough and feel a little bit insignificant. So what's been the turning point? So many of you know that I lost my dad last year. He's a pretty top dad. He was one of the best. He was faithful. He was my constant and my rock. Losing him has been one of the hardest things I have ever faced. That sense of loss was overwhelming at points and exaggerated all the insecurities I had in my own life. And it was slowly breaking me. And it's thanks to my husband, Craig, and my wonderful sister, Katrina, that they helped me and they got me to SBC and the help I needed through SBC and the peer ministry team. And it was a really life-changing moment through accessing that support. God revealed to me something that was so special that only God could reveal. He revealed to me and gave me the privilege of revealing to me my dad's prayer for me over the years. And if you knew my dad prayed for everyone as long as he could on his knees. Each part of his family was prayed for and covered every day. And his prayer for me was that I would find true acceptance of who I am and that I put all my trust in him, not just some of it, which I was kind of muddling by with, but actually all of me. And it was a real sense that God was telling me through that prayer that my dad had that everything's going to be all right. If I put my trust and faith in him, and as much trust and faith I had in my earthly father into my heavenly father, I will have all I need and so much more. I experienced for the first time a peace of mind. And I can tell you that that can only come from God. It was visible to my husband, and it still is visible. And that peace has never left me, and this is the reason why I have the strength to move forward. So just to close, and it kind of brings me back to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I now get what it means. I no longer need to lean on my own understanding. And I experience that God can give me that peace of mind and can make my often overly complicated path very straight. And I just need to continue to trust in him with all my heart and acknowledge him in all and do. And this is why I'm here tonight before you and to be baptized. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Marion, and I started coming to the Alpha course 9 years ago and eventually to the Baptist Church. As a child, I loved to read the miracles of Jesus. And as I grew up into my 20s, I began searching for different kinds of belief systems, like New Age and other Enlightenment philosophies, which weren't holy. But one night when listening to music in my old 1980s radio and trying to tune into music stations that I felt I was tuning into Mars with all the crackling and transmission noises, but eventually came across a Christian radio station in Lake Michigan, Ohio. The minister that night was called Dick Saunders, who was talking about being born again. And after that night, I tried to find that same radio station so that I could listen to it more and understand what it meant to be born again. Jesus was reeling me back again. So for me, it's a slow unfolding quest of finding Jesus and living by the scriptures. Thank you.